This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning and happy Valentine's Day to you. We hope this is going to be a special day for you. Every Valentine should be a special day. Well, really, every day should be a special day. This is February the 14th, 2013, and our focus this morning is on lawns and gardens. Now, that's romantic. How romantic can you get? I mean, last week Mitchell was helping us with the perfect Valentine's gifts. Janie, did you hear some of those?
I missed last week. I was at a conference, but, you know, a fruit tree is a fantastic Valentine's gift. It keeps on giving, right?
That's right. Mitchell was saying maybe some good garden tools that fit
absolutely
perfectly in the whole, and you know, the hands and everything.
Right. There's pruners just made mm-hmm. for small hands, if your wife might have smaller hands. So
maybe a new wheel for the wheelbarrow.
Maybe a new tiller.
Oh,
if you really want to show off.
And to really show your love, we had some burrows on swap.
Absolutely, absolutely.
To pull the tiller. That is the kind of tiller you were talking about, wasn't it?
Well, we can probably do some manufacturing to make that work. But
Janie Becker is with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. I bet your place was busy yesterday morning with all those trees given away.
That is a really popular event. The National Resource Conservation Service, or actually, I guess it's, yeah, that's who it's through. It's the USDA service. They hand out lots of free trees every spring, and I think five or six per visitor. It's a great way to get a few more trees in your yard, it's a hop-in place. It's first come, first serve, so get there bright and early when they do that.
Now, for those of you who did not make it over there, keep listening because there will be other opportunities to have neat things happening at the Ag Center. And there are so many neat things. Speaking of neat things, you have mm-hmm. a whole list.
We have a ton of stuff going on in February. I'll just start listing off, and when you get tired of listening to me, you tell me, Bart. But we've got February 21st, we have a free event. It's a lawn weed identification and control. And that's going to be at the community center at 6 p.m. on the 21st. On the 26th, also a horticulture event, we have a fruit tree pruning demonstration. That's from 2 to 5 p.m. We've got an orchard on site and a small vineyard and lots of different styles of pruning. And we've had some deer damage too, so you can also see how to
everybody's house,
just like your home, so you can see how to manage that.
So it's pruning time for fruit trees.
This is a great time to do some pruning right before we've had a lot of warm days and they've the buds have expanded. Mm-hmm. This is the time to do it. That's a $5 cost for that. It's a 3-hour demonstration. We'll have guest David Lockwood, Dr. Lockwood from UT. He's a fruit and vegetable specialist or a fruit and nut specialist. That is a great person to listen to and demonstrate with. Also in February, I'm jumping a little bit back and forth on the calendar, but we have a calibration clinic for people who are wanting to know more about calibrating their different sprayers at the home. Their, mm-hmm. Maybe they're if they're putting out fertilizer with a cart and a, you know, this is going to sound really proper, spinny thing, or their pump sprayer or their backpack sprayer. It's a free clinic on February 23rd from 8:30 to 11:30, also at the community center. And let's see, more horticulture. We'll jump around. We have a lawn care 101 in March, Saturday, March 9th from 8:30 to 3:30. Give you all you need to know about taking care of your lawn and different grass types, fertilizing, all that good stuff. So that's a $10 fee, includes lunch from 8:30 to 3:30. And we have a practical vegetable gardening class, also a $10 fee, on Saturday, March 16th. And I know we'll have some master gardeners helping out with almost all of these classes. So in addition to the expertise of Mitchell Moat, we'll have lots of people to give some advice and expertise. So that's the 16th from 8:30 to 12:30 in the morning. And let me jump back up.
Okay.
Let's see. We also have some FCS events. They're the Family Consumer Science folks. We have a quilting for beginners on February 20th from 10 a.m. to noon. These are all actually February 20th. These are some short courses you can take. Quilting for beginners costs us $10. Need to register by the 15th, so that's tomorrow. And then we have a beginning crochet. And we have a painting class. Those are a cluster of different arts you can do. So make sure you get a hold of us by tomorrow if you want to participate in those classes on the 20th.
Okay.
And
if you missed some of those too, we have them on our website.
Do we have all of these?
I will get you this.
We've been putting out this flyer that has got a real good consolidation of all of our events, but that's the bulk of them right now. I'll stop because but we've got all sorts of things going on if you can tell.
Okay. So. And by the way, if you have any questions on any of those while Janie's here with us, just call us. And
absolutely.
Ask us.
And after the show's over, call us at 898-7710 to register for classes or just to get more information. We'd be happy to help you out.
Of course, that's at the Lane Agri Park on John Rice Boulevard, next to Paws, and just down the street from Sam's. Well, let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Janie. Good morning. How are you today?
Fine. How are you doing? Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Well, happy Valentine's to you.
Do you have any more of those trees left?
I think they're all out. They run out generally by lunch on the days they give them out, but I believe they're out. I don't have the number for the soil conservation folks, but you could give them a call. It's the Rutherford County Soil Conservation District.
Okay.
But they typically run out quickly.
I'm the one that protested that highway on Braville Road. How y'all doing?
Well, I pass that by again. I didn't catch that. What'd you say?
I'm the one that protested that highway on Braville Road. I guess they're going to start on this year.
Oh, I'm not sure. Don't know about that.
Well, I'm going to be out there protesting again.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I just don't know.
Okay. Thank you for calling. You have a great day. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. And I wanted to pass this along. After 15 years in Rutherford County, a local business has settled into a retail space at the Avenue. That's right, over at the Avenue. The Southern Breeze Home Design Center is Murfreesboro's premier home remodeling destination. I know all of you at one point or another think, should I sell? Should I remodel? Remodel and make your home the way you want it. Then later on, if you want to sell, you've been able to enjoy some of the improvements that you've made. It's always sad to, make your improvements for somebody else to enjoy. Go over to Southern Breeze Home Design, and they're in the Avenue. Their showroom features cabinetry, countertops, flooring, blinds, and plantation shutters, replacement windows and exteriors. They have it all. Not only does Southern Breeze provide clients with the convenience of a showroom, and that makes it so nice, believe me, they also provide the necessary installation service. By providing the products and the installation, the project is completed in a timely manner. And whether they're performing an entire home remodel or a simple cabinet hardware replacement, the goal is to offer the utmost precision and efficiency. That's all from Daniel Gammon, the owner over there. He says, we've experienced professionals managing your project from concept to completion. Why don't you head over there? Check it out yourself. Southern Breeze Home Design Center in the Avenue. They're open Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening. Or find them online, southernbreezehome.com. Unique idea. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. Janie, as you look back over the past week, was there any question that seemed to come on your phone more than others? Are people thinking spring right now?
They are, and we are hearing a lot about fruit trees and what is this the time to spray? There's now is a good time to spray your dormant oils. to protect against some of the scaled insects and even some of your sprays for diseases. Some of the oils will also prevent prevent some different diseases. You want to make sure and apply those oils while the tree is dormant. So now that's part of the name of it, before it has leaves and so on. So now's a good time for that. Lots of questions about lawns, which I have to admit, I put those on to Mitchell. we definitely can help you out with those questions and that those workshops we've got coming up. The Lawn Care 101 is will be very, very informative for anyone trying to get the greenest lawn on the block. So,
and once again, what is that?
Well, there's so many.
Everything's on a computer these days.
Yeah. Luckily, I do, but I'll get that for you. Let's see.
But if you have a lawn and you want it to look really good, and you can choose the way you want it. And I like the way you have your turf plots out. Mm-hmm. One of them will say, this is for those who enjoy working in the yard. This is for those who enjoy a little work in the yard. And if you don't like a whole lot of work, here's this one.
Right. They all require different degrees of maintenance. And, mm-hmm. and depending on what your, it's not just about what you want your lawn to look like. You know, if you've got a lot of flower beds around, you might want something different to complement them, or lower maintenance if you're edging and that sort of thing. So, again, two different lawn classes we've got. We've got Lawn Weed ID and Control, a free class on February 21st at 6 p.m. And that's at the Community Center. And we also have Lawn Care 101 on Saturday, March 9th, also at the Community Center. It's a morning class, I believe. Yes, it's a Saturday, so it's 8:30 to 3:30. It's a good all-inclusive class all day long. That's a $10 fee for that one. And we would like you to pre-register so we can plan for lunch. But
okay, and so I'm seeing a lot of buds, or not a lot. I'm seeing some buds on trees, certain mm-hmm. trees. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing if you see the buds on the trees, that also signifies there are probably weeds down below. Are mm-hmm. we getting much of a weed situation yet?
Well, all of our winter annuals are in full bloom and really in gear. The henbit and dead nettle. When you look at a field that's been cut for the season last fall, but it starts to get this purple glow about this time of year, that's likely your henbit and things in that category that have a really, really pretty, although small, purple blooms, and they seed prolifically. And if you don't take care of those early, they'll come back next year. So there's some people don't realize there's weeds that only come up during the warm months and only come up during the cool months. And so right now, of course, we're dealing with those winter annuals that they'll fizzle out by the time the temperatures start to get hot.
Does that present a problem, whether it's warm weather, cool season, whatever it is, does that present a problem on controlling those weeds? Is each one different?
Well, in most cases, the pre-emergents are the same, depending on what, no matter which type of weed it is. Mm-hmm. Pre-emergents are something that actually inhibit a seed that germinates from progressing any further. It just cuts it off. Another reason why you don't want to use pre-emergents, if you're in your garden, you don't want to put a pre-emergent down and then try to seed your squash, because it will affect all plants. Even if you're trying to control the cool season stuff next fall, it can affect your plants right now.
Yeah, and speaking of gardens, people are out doing some tilling, getting the garden soil ready and everything, mm-hmm. putting in the composting, tilling it in, all of that. When should we see our first crop? And obviously, I guess we should have that probably planted mm-hmm. at this time, or very soon,
well,
if not.
Well, it's a little early still. We can still have some pretty okay. some pretty cool temperatures. And the big thing to think about right now is we've got some really wet soils. So you want to avoid overworking your soils when they're just really saturated. You can do a lot of damage to the soil structure by working it when you can actually still squeeze some moisture out of it. Mm-hmm. You want to wait till you've had several good dry days, good sunny days, and your soil, you can't wring water out of it before you start tilling it.
Okay, and so when that day comes, what should we be putting into the soil? I guess that really brings us around to
soil testing.
Absolutely.
Organic material is always going to be good to be putting into your soil. You're probably not going to affect your nutrient nutrient levels that much by putting organic material in the soil, because they break down. Organics break down so slowly that you're not gonna risk burning your plants by them, and it's gonna be a slow, gradual release of the nutrients. But if you're applying other fertilizers, make sure you come by and get a soil test. So take some samples of the areas you want to plant in. You can get recommendations. You can give us a call at the office and get recommendations on just how to take that sample. But you don't want to go so deep. You want to go within no deeper than 6 inches. Generally, the first 4 to 6 inches are what you're going to be affecting and where your roots are going to be. So you don't want to take a big subsoil measurement. Sometimes you'll see people, they dug as deep as they could go, and to get a sample, you don't want that. We don't need a whole lot, but you want a good representation of the area that you're going to be amending. So take several samples and then mix them all up together in a bucket and bring us a small amount, maybe a cup or two, and we'll box it up and get it sent off for you.
How long does it take to get your report back?
They're really quick these days. They used to think a week or two was warranted. Now they've got it down to just 3 or 4 days before they'll get you some results back. Now, the basic test that does it'll tell you what you need as far as nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. It'll also tell you your magnesium and calcium levels, I believe, and your pH is $7. So, and you can get 3 different soil analyses per sample. So if you're moving to a new spot and you've got a big field there and you want to put blueberries in one spot, you want to have lawn in another spot, and you want to put your vegetable garden over to the side, you can take one soil sample, taking a mixture of all those different several different samples throughout that site, mix it all together, and then tell them that you want to do all those 3 applications, and for one fee they'll give you recommendations.
All they need to do is bring those soil samples by the Ag Center, and you'll do the rest for them.
That's right.
You can't beat that.
No, you can't.
893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation. Jenny Becker is with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Let Bell Jewelers help you celebrate this Valentine's Day in style. Right now, today is Valentine's Day, and you need to head over to Bell Jewelers. Give her jewelry, flowers, candy, and dinner out when you spend $99 or more. Bell Jewelers, man, they are lifesavers. Did you forget? Yes, today is Valentine's Day, so head quickly to Bell Jewelers. Now, you get all that if you spend $99 or more. If you spend $499 or more, you have a $50 gift certificate to the Nature Nook Day Spa as well. Or perhaps rekindle your love this Valentine, spend $999 or more, and you get a bonus of a Kindle Fire HD. Can't beat that. I tell you, they're always looking out for us. Right there at Bell Jewelers, they're on Broad, right across from Toots. Head over and let this be the day that you show your special someone how special they are.
Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and take a look at the 2013 Boss 302S race car. It's number 14 out of 50 made and is now in the Ford showroom at the corner of Broad and Northfield. It has the 5.0 Boss engine, a 6-speed transmission, removable steering wheel, 6-point racing belts, lightweight Brembo brakes, and more. Head to Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. What's the difference between my car repair shop and some of the others here in town? We work hard with our customers and treat them like family.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. One accident still in the clearing stages, Old Fort Parkway at Northwest Broad. We've also got quite a bit of congestion on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Still very busy for us. Also, we've got a bit of congestion going into downtown, I-24 westbound, the junction there with I-40 west, making your way into Midtown. If you're suffering from headaches, low back pain, or been in a car accident, Dr. Frales at Back to Life Health and Wellness can help. Call Back to Life Health and Wellness, 834-2600. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area. Highs in the mid-50s. We'll have a south wind, increasing feeling
breezy.
This is
Freedom Morgan.
Increasing clouds for tonight, low of 37 degrees. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Right now, 37.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
We have local sports talk every Monday night at 6 on the Ideas Tees Primetime Sports Scene on WGNS AM FM, online.
Welcome back to the Action Line on this Valentine's Day. Janie Becker is with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. We have an update now on the Valentine's Day murder here in Murfreesboro. There was what is believed to be a domestic violence-related murder around 3:20 this morning here in Murfreesboro. The incident happened at a home in the Blackman community. The female victim was allegedly killed on this Valentine's Day by the hands of her significant other. Major Clyde Atkinson told WGNS News that the incident took place at 839 Canatac Lane in the Blackman community. WGNS checked the property records, and it would appear that the home is likely a rental property because tax information is mailed to an address in the Barfield area. That according to the Rutherford County Property Assessor's website. The suspect in this case was taken into custody in a nearby city that he allegedly fled to in his wife's Jeep. Murfreesboro detectives are in the process of bringing that culprit back to police headquarters for questioning. And on Wednesday night, the suspect called his parents and left what has been described as a troubling message. The family then called the police. We'll be following the story throughout the day and keeping you informed. At this time, we're not releasing the names of the victim or the person being arrested. Obviously, that would clue you in as to who it is, and we're not doing that because all of the family members have not been notified at this time. It is 8:35. If you have a lawn or garden question, give us a call, 893-1450, or if you have a thought about what is the best Valentine's gift you ever got, give us a call.
You know, for some people, asparagus is about the best treat of the growing season. And note, now is a good time to put your crowns in. It takes a few asparagus. You don't plant them in seed. Mm-hmm. You don't plant the plant exactly. You plant a bare root version of the plant, and they're called crowns.
Crowns,
and,
okay.
And right now's a good time to plant those, and they require a little bit of background information before you just go plant them. They want to be planted pretty deep, and they're heavy feeders. So and you probably won't harvest for a year or two, but this is the gift that keeps on giving, kind of like those fruit trees.
Mm-hmm.
They're not for the impatient spouse. They're maybe not the best gift for them. But now is a good time to get those in the ground, and you can pick those crowns up at a garden center.
Now, do you have to have a lot of ground to grow asparagus?
Well, you wouldn't want to grow it where you only have a few inches of soil.
Depth is important.
Depth is important, right? You'd want to do a little bit of preparation before you plant those crowns, and maybe dig 12 inches or deeper, and do a narrow trench in a line somewhere that you aren't going to be wanting to till up. Because this is a perennial, and so it's going to be there for many years to come. So somewhere maybe on the border of a garden, somewhere out of the way that's not going to get in your path. You don't want to have to be working around them all the time. But maybe on a border somewhere, and dig a trench about 12 inches, 15 inches deep, And it's a good idea to put some well-rotted manure or compost in there and put your crowns about 15 inches apart or so, and then cover them with a little bit of soil. Wait till it warms up some. You'll start to see a little bit of tips coming through, and then keep covering them with soil as they grow. And eventually you'll level off to the original soil level, and that's going to be where your asparagus will.
Now, this is a strange question, but obviously I've never grown asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Do they grow under the ground or on top of the ground?
Well, the asparagus that you eat is going to be the stem. So that's what's actually coming out of the ground in the spring. You want those plants to get well established before you start cutting off their stems. So a lot of people wait for the second or third year at least before they start. Maybe the second year you might just get a few stems and let the rest of them grow up and to be full size. In the third year you get a few more, and by the fourth year you're taking as much as you can before it gets warm and woody. Definitely a delicacy that your spouse might appreciate.
Very good. Yeah. So let's go to the phones. You're on WGNS with Janie. Good morning. How are you today?
Yes, good morning to both of y'all. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, happy
Valentine's to you.
All right. But I'm something like you on that asparagus. I've never grown in it, and it just don't look that tasty to me. I really don't look like it's got too much on it.
I think it depends on how you prepare
it. It's an acquired taste. And those asparagus casseroles I grew up with, I could do without those for the rest of my life. But some lightly steamed asparagus with butter, it's hard to beat.
Oh.
It's an acquired taste, though, so give it a chance someday.
Maybe I will someday. I might be really hungry.
Well, I hope whoever prepares that first one for you, I hope they do it right, because that'll make or break it.
It will.
Yes. The reason I called in, I've been trying to find out, I thought maybe you might know, some hoehound candy. Do you know anywhere that you might be able to purchase some of that? It's old school candy.
A Cracker Barrel used to carry a brand that had, you know, they had cinnamon, and at one point they had clove and all those different fruits and stuff, and they also had whorehound. I don't know if they still keep that, but I used to see that. They had these tan-colored bags, and I want to say it was tan, and they had red squiggly decorations. So I'd check with Cracker Barrel.
Is that the only place you think that might
hear? I was thinking of something else, too. Over at the Co-op Farm and Home Center,
absolutely,
they have a section of, what is that, Dr. So-and-so's, an old liniment? Well, whatever it is, it's they have vanilla and things of that sort, and they may have some whorehound over there, too.
Yeah, well, I called them yesterday. I checked with them. That's the first thought that came to my mind. They said they don't carry it anymore, And they said Cracker Barrel, and I thought maybe you might have another place. The reason I was asking this question on that.
Well, now there's a candy store up on the square, something gourmet, the Gerbens place up on the on Main Street
next to
City Cafe. They sell candy. And they may have that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and Reef Sane, you know, they've got that gift shop similar to the co-op. You can check with Reef Sane drugstore.
Okay, Reef Sane and this candy shop you said was next to City Cafe.
City Cafe, right up on Main Street.
Okay, I'm not going to take up no more of your time then.
Chris Gerbman's up there, a nice guy.
Okay, then y'all have a happy Valentine's Day and God bless.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And if somebody else knows where you can get some, maybe you've gotten some recently, call us and let us know. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Cracker Barrel's the place to go.
Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, and also Martin's out on Broad.
Okay.
Martin's
they did have it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Now, you can't beat that with sore throats and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a sack of that when I was going through chemo, and it just took that ugly taste away. It was good. So, Cracker Barrel does have it, though.
But
you have to kind of look around there. It's got, like she said, it's got different flavors, but they did have it there not long ago.
So head over to Cracker Barrel.
You could also eat breakfast while you're there. okay, y'all have a
great
day.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Happy Valentine's.
You too. Bye-bye. 893-1450, friends helping friends. That's what it is all about. 893-1450. The reason I ask you about where the asparagus grows, underground or on top, mm-hmm. I'm thinking a lot of people have problems with squirrels and deer and things. Mm-hmm. Is it the potato, is that the only thing that grows underground?
Well, you know, all your root vegetables, turnips and carrots and sweet potatoes, those mm-hmm. are all underground crops.
So if you have problems with, you know, squirrels and deer, what have you?
Well, they're not all going to have a taste for those things. You mean things to grow if
so
you do have troubles.
So that we don't have to share.
Right. Well, yeah, anything that's got a tasty top, your turnips and carrots might still be tempting for those guys.
Okay.
But your potatoes, few deer are going to eat potato tops, I think.
893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Janie Becker. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
I was just calling about the horehound candy. I saw it at Dollar Tree on Broad Street about a month ago, so you can't beat a dollar for a pack of candy.
That's right. Okay, so that's over there next to Kmart, I guess.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Boy, we're finding all sorts of
whorehound aficionados.
That's right. That's a more popular product than I thought.
Uh-huh, me too.
You're on WGNS with Janie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just want to tell you that Junior Foods has some whorehound candy right now.
All right. Juniors. Head over there to Juniors.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Very definitely.
There's going to be a spike in whorehound candy purchases across Rutherford County.
And on all these merchants are going to be thinking, man, I didn't realize it was that popular.
I hope they don't restock big time.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Enjoying your program.
Thank you.
I don't know what taste this person wanted out of their mouth, but I cannot stand horehound candy.
I'm got to say I'm with you there. But
but you know, everybody has their own idea of what they like and taste.
That's right.
What their taste is. But I was going to comment on the asparagus. Mm-hmm. Back about in August of this year, I had gotten an email, and it was about asparagus and what good health benefits it was. I had never really thought of asparagus in that relationship,
mm-hmm.
but on this email, they were saying that asparagus has some connection with Q and cancer cells.
Oh. Wow.
And the way they had it in my email was that you could buy it fresh and prepared. You could buy it in the cans, but make sure you get Libby or Del Monte and put it in your blender and, you know, blend it up and so forth. Then put it in a vessel in your refrigerator. And each morning you take two tablespoonfuls. And in the evening, you take 2 tablespoonfuls. And it had been known to aid in cancer research. And of course, they said a lot of people didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the person that sent this email thought that it may be something somebody wanted to try. It wasn't anything in it that would hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that they recommended Libby and Del Monte because they did not use pesticides or insecticides on their vegetables or whatever they sold. So I don't know, you know, if we think anything like that would help.
Oh,
we could try.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to share that with you. So have a wonderful day.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. And while she was mentioning that, I did Google this on the internet. I Googled asparagus medicinal properties and came up with these thoughts. It says it's loaded with nutrients. Asparagus is a very good source for fiber. Also vitamins A, C, E, and K, as well as chromium. And it's also a herbaceous plant, along with the avocado, kale, and Brussels sprouts. And it's particularly rich as a source for glutathione? I'm not sure what that is.
You know, you think about all these really pungent flavored vegetables. What makes them so strong and powerful flavored is a lot of times going to be linked to their nutritional properties.
Mm-hmm. Very definite. And it's packed with antioxidants, too, it says. 893-1450, if you have a thought you'd like to share with us. And that's what it's all about. We're learning from each other. I'm going to have some more asparagus.
Maybe plant yourself some this
spring. I need to plant it, yeah, but and be patient about it, because I won't get it for a year or so. But I need to get a good asparagus recipe. I don't like it where it's real hard to, I mean, you know,
you
I
want
like it
tender.
Soft and tasty. Not, some people offer it almost uncooked. And I know uncooked things are better. But
it doesn't take long to steam asparagus to just to where it's just perfectly tender. You don't want to, if you ever get a woody stem of asparagus where it's too overgrown, it'll take you off asparagus for a while because it's not very pleasant. It's kind of like chewing all the strings on a string bean. But if it's really tender, just and you cook it just right, just some butter and maybe some lemon will really bring out the best flavors of it.
And is there a time of the year that it is especially good?
You're only going to get those tender shoots in the late April, May period. So it's part of a delicacy. The reason it's a delicacy is because it's got such a short window of seasonality. So if you're getting it at the grocery store this time of year, it's being shipped in from out of country or some maybe a hot house that keeps it going longer. But if you're getting it from this area, it's going to be the late April, early May.
So if we wanted to get local asparagus, it comes too early for the farmer's market.
Well, there are a couple of vendors that will have it the first couple of weeks of the market. You know, we open the second Friday in May, so sometimes that second, third week of May, you still got a little bit. I've seen some as much as June if they're really on top of it. The trouble is when it starts to get warmer, the shoots grow so fast, and they start to mature so much faster that it's hard to get those really tender shoots. So if they're really on top of it and every morning going out to do their cuttings, you can get it, you can extend the season.
Okay, so be looking forward to the second Friday in May.
In May, that's right. I think it's May 10th this year.
Okay, and I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be fun this year. 893-1450. Janie Becker's with us this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. She's also in charge of the farmers market, and we'll be back. If you have some thoughts you want to share with us, give us a shout. 893-1450.
GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947.
For decades, we've been telling you that Bell Furniture has first quality name brand furniture half price every day. Now this locally owned family business has pictures of some of their furniture on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com. Save with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517, the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And on the internet at www.bellfurnitureonline.com.
Plenty of sunshine for the forecast area. Highs in the mid-50s. We'll have a south wind increasing, feeling breezy. Increasing clouds for tonight, low of 37 degrees. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Right now, 37.
Have you heard the exciting story of Clark Iron and Metal right here in Murfreesboro? Well, what started as a family's means of survival has become a family business that has endured and grown for 50 years and through three generations. Today, the family business is operated by Chuck Clark, who took over the business in 1987 after the death of his father. If you have metal to be recycled or scrapped, you can get money for it at Clark Iron and Metal at 217 Hillard Drive in Murfreesboro. That's 217 Hillard Drive off of South Church.
Hello, it's Sheila at Ryan Flowers and Gifts. Valentine's Day is right around the corner. We have a lovely display of roses, fresh cuts arrangements. We have diamond cut glass for some of our vases. We have some vases that come with a necklace, stuffed animals, chocolates, and anything you might need.
Hello, this is Sheila Moffitt Fabry from Ryan Flowers and Gifts.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Please give us a call at Ryan's Flowers and Gifts at 117 South Academy Street in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
The die is cast with Bill Dye.
Saturday afternoons for an hour at 1:30 on WGNS AM, FM, online.
You know, I'm so happy that this show happened today. Here it is, Valentine's Day, and I came in this morning with no clue what to get for my wife to make this a special day. Mm-hmm. And now I'm leaving here with, I'm going to get some Warhound candy, some asparagus crowns so that she can plant that. And
well, you're going to prepare that trench for her, though, aren't you?
Oh, do I need to do that?
You need to do that, yeah, if you're going to give her the crown.
I just thought I'd give her the crown.
Get her to work.
And maybe a tool
right.
that would fit her hands perfectly. Mm-hmm. And so every time she uses it, she would think of me.
That's right. and wonder where you are, not helping her out. With
she
her.
Probably would think that. I'm not sure whether it'd be a happy thought or not. Oh, so. See, that's what talk radio is all about, mm-hmm. helping people who are unknowing what to do, and you help them. I mean, what more could you want?
Given some good ideas.
Yeah, great ideas. Do you have any other ideas? Let's see, we've got the asparagus crowns, the whorehound candy.
Well, how about a blueberry bush? You won't have to
a
be
blueberry bush.
A
like
blueberry
that.
Bush would and, be a great one to plant about now.
And that would grow blueberries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Again, you'd want to wait till 2014 to get those blueberries, but no time like the present to get started.
It shows you how to become patient.
Right, right. It's a good lesson in mm-hmm. patience. And let's see, in the garden, a good shovel or a good spade is hard to beat if you've got.
Oh boy, nothing says I love you like a good shovel.
Mm-hmm. I know one.
Did your
one
husband?
Gift,
you don't know what you got this year yet, do you?
No, I don't.
So maybe would your wish be a new shovel or a spade or something like that?
I think I could use a good pruning saw is what I could use.
Okay.
Hint, honey. No.
and then maybe some of those the birds that you like that you were talking about last time.
The guineas. Yes,
yeah.
I'm in the market for some guineas. So maybe I need to look at your swap and shop for the last few days and see.
And we usually have some guineas being called in. Uh-huh. Now that would say
that would say I love you more than anything, honey.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So if your husband's listening, mm-hmm. guineas and a pruning saw.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I'll have to give him some help on the saw. But I know one man came to me wanting some recommendations on a pole saw. So if you don't know what a pole saw is, it allows you to cut branches that are high up in the tree without having to get up into the tree. It's a telescoping mm-hmm. pole that's got a little saw blade on the end of it. And he was wanting recommendations on it, and he seemed to know more than I expected him to. And I asked him what he wanted it for, and he said that his elderly father wouldn't stop climbing a ladder with a chainsaw, and he was trying to do anything he could to discourage that. So he thought a pole saw would be a good option for him.
It sounds like there's a danger in where you stand after you're using the pole saw.
Yes, but nothing like having a chainsaw and a ladder combined with that
true.
Risk.
That's
so, there's a risk with everything, but let's minimize a few of those. So
and that's what a good Valentine gift would do.
Right, right. Thinking for
risk.
The future. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 893-1450 is our number. If maybe you've been inspired by the perfect gift today, and you mm-hmm. want to share that with somebody, mm-hmm. give us a call, 893-1450. Very romantic Truman Jones is preparing to come in. You ought to see Truman today. I have never seen him in a Cupid outfit, and I don't know who talked him into this, but it's a sight to behold. We'll just leave it at that. Leave it to your imagination. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I heard you talk about guineas, and I don't know a lot about guineas, but just a little bit. There were about 9 guineas that came from somewhere to a friend's house down the road, and one of the guineas was white. They were the sweetest little things. They make this sweet little sound, and then they're a great alarm clock, too, or if somebody is, you know, on your property that shouldn't be on your property, they mm-hmm. they make a real high sound too. I've not had any guineas, but the sad thing is, and I've talked to my sister about this, guineas, I suppose if people want to get rid of the guineas that they have, if you take their guineas, the guineas evidently want to go back to where they were. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that's why these guineas were traveling around. They were trying to get back home. And now there's only one guinea left because I suppose, you know, coyotes or something has gotten all of them except one. So I think if you get some guineas, you better start them out from chicks.
Right. They've got one of the best internal GPS systems I've ever seen in a bird.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. I've never had any, but I found some of their little sweet feathers that fell out, and I thought, these are so pretty. But they're great for ticks, too. Mm-hmm. They eat, you know, ticks. So out here in the country, we have lots of ticks.
Mm-hmm. So if you go and get some guineas for your sweetheart this year, make sure you keep them pinned up for a good month or 6 weeks as chicks.
My sister did say that. You know, if you get some, keep them pinned up for a while so they get used to you. Mm-hmm. So they're neat little birds. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
What a neat idea, too. So you get them as chicks, I guess, at the co-op, or where do you get guineas?
Well, I've gotten them from people who raise guineas before, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure if the co-op might have that in their menagerie of birds mm-hmm. Coming up, but they might.
And is this a springtime thing to do, getting guineas, chicks,
well,
whatever?
I mean, typically, but people have birds when they hatch chicks whenever they've got eggs around. So, but typically in the spring is when people are thinking about it anyway.
Okay, so if you get guineas, get them really young as chicks, mm-hmm. and then keep them pinned up for about how long?
I would keep them up for 6-8 weeks really.
Okay.
To get them used to it. One thing you want to think about with small birds is if you want to wait till if you're going to have them outside in their permanent spot and you're going to keep them pinned up, if you don't have electricity, you want to wait till it's pretty warm because they can have a hard time maintaining their body temperature if it's cold nights like this. I think we've got some forecasts in the teens. Little baby birds wouldn't do very well without some protection this time of year.
Well, Janie, we're about out of time. Thank you for joining us today.
How do we always end up on birds? I don't know.
I hope your dream comes true with the pruning saw.
Thank you. I'll give you an update next time.
Janie Becker visiting with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Hey, happy Valentine's Day to you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Virgil, quick, come see. Oh, there goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind, I'm chopping my